From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will conclude the first of two messages entitled The Secure Standing of the Justified, part of this series in the book of Romans. The text is found in verses 1 and 2 of chapter 5. Having portrayed the sinfulness of the human race, and having explained that salvation is by faith alone in Christ's death on the cross, Paul now sets forth the glorious results of justification by faith. According to verse 1, the first consequence of justification is peace with God. Verse 2 speaks of the access Christ has given us into the grace of God. This access is our introduction into this grace, something which takes place at the moment of our conversion and which continues throughout time and eternity. Because Christ has done everything necessary to our salvation, believers are accepted before God as justified, legally perfect in His sight. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening.
This morning's text comes from Matthew chapter 3 and verse 7, The Wrath to Come. It is pleasant to pass over a country after a storm has spent itself, to smell the freshness of the herbs after the rain has passed away, to note the drops while they glisten like purest diamonds in the sunlight. That is the position of a Christian. He is going through a land where the storm has spent itself upon his Savior's head, and if there be a few drops of sorrow falling, they distill from clouds of mercy, and Jesus cheers him by the assurance that they are not for his destruction. But how terrible is it to witness the approach of a tempest, to note the forewarnings of the storm, to mark the birds of heaven as they droop their wings, to see the cattle as they lay their heads low in terror, to discern the face of the sky as it groweth black, and look to the sun which shineth not, and the heavens which are angry and frowning. How terrible to await the dread advance of a hurricane, such as occurs sometimes in the tropics, to wait in terrible apprehension till the wind shall rush forth in fury, tearing up trees from their roots, forcing rocks from their pedestals, and hurling down all the dwelling places of man. And yet, sinner, this is your present position. No hot drops have as yet fallen, but a shower of fire is coming. No terrible winds howl around you, but God's tempest is gathering its dread artillery. As yet the water floods are dammed up by mercy, but the floodgates shall soon be opened. The thunderbolts of God are yet in his storehouse. But lo, the tempest hastens, and how awful shall that moment be when God, robed in vengeance, shall march forth in fury. Where, O sinner, wilt thou hide thy head, or whither wilt thou flee? Oh, that the hand of mercy may now lead you to Christ. He is freely set before you in the gospel. His riven side is the rock of shelter. Thou knowest thy need of him. Believe in him, cast thyself upon him, and then the fury shall be overpast forever.
The trumpet had blown. I dreamed that the nations had gathered to judgment before the white throne. From the throne came a bright shining angel and stood on the land and the sea. was no longer to be. And oh, what a weeping and wailing, as the lost were told of their fate. They cried for the rocks and the mountains. They prayed, but their prayer was too judgment, but his self-righteous rags would not go. The man who had crucified Jesus had passed off as mortal men through. The soul that had put off salvation, not tonight, I'll get saved by and by. No time now to think of religion, but at last he had found time to die. And oh, what a weeping and wailing, as the lost were told of their fate. They cried down the rocks and the mountains. They prayed, but their prayer was too
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
certain things that Christians can't do. I've heard it said, and I've talked to you about people who have said this to me, I'm saved and I can do anything but go to hell. No, you can't. Because if you're saved, there's certain things you can't do. It's impossible. For example, a Christian, a truly justified man, is firmly established in this grace. He stands in the gospel. And he's never going to deny that gospel. No saved man can ever denounce Jesus Christ. Didn't Paul say that? Writing to the Corinthians? You cannot by the Spirit call Christ accursed. And if you don't have the Spirit, he says in Romans 8, you're not saved. You're none of his. There are certain things a Christian cannot do. A Christian is firmly established in grace. He's firmly established in the gospel. A Christian cannot go back to a doctrine of works. That's why I wonder about these people who say they were Baptists or Presbyterians and they were evangelicals and they were this and they were that and the other thing, and they go back into Romanism. And some of them tonight are parading their way around America, attacking the very gospel that they once professed to believe and upholding the unholy perversions of Roman theology. And I have to say, I do not believe that a man who has ever been genuinely saved can go back to a gospel of works. Certain things a Christian can't do. Why? Because he's firmly established in the grace that gives him justification. He's firmly established to stand in the gospel. So this is a new standing, a gracious standing, firmly established standing. And thank God it's a legally perfect standing. And that's what Christians need to focus on, and we will be focusing on as we apply and as Paul leads us through the next verses to apply this truth to the very trying circumstances of life. We have a legally perfect standing. We're justified. Do you realize that the judge of heaven and earth has already given his verdict on every believer in Christ? Do you realize that? Justification is a judicial verdict rendered by the judge from the high court of heaven. Acquitted of all charges. Paul uses slightly different language in Colossians chapter 2. He's talking about the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. What's happened to them? They're blotted out. They're gone. Acquitted of every charge. Now you just take that and run with it the next time you're in battle with the devil and the accuser of the brethren is roaring in your ear. Remember what God has said. God justifies. Fully acquitted of all charges. The law satisfied, and its voice no longer raised against us. Now that law that once called for our destruction is a witness for our acceptance. For the law is satisfied. Guilt is removed. All liability to punishment gone. And we are to anticipate something toward the end of the chapter. We are constituted righteous because of the imputed righteousness of Christ and therefore received into total acceptance with God. Total, unreserved acceptance with God. We'll see that more fully when we come to discuss the meaning of peace with God. This is a legally perfect standing. We were singing that hymn tonight, Complete in Thee. What a wonderful statement. Complete. Nothing lacking. Nothing missing. Complete in Christ. Is Christ perfectly righteous? Is there anything in Christ that would leave him unworthy of heaven? Has Christ earned, as the man Christ Jesus, has he earned the full reward of glory? Then every believer in Christ has not something like, but has identically the same reception as he has, on the same basis as he has received it. For what he did in this, he did as the head of his people on their behalf. It's a perfect legal standing, and therefore it's complete and unalterable. We stand, we have been established. I leave you with the words of Isaiah. Beautiful statement. Chapter 45 and verse 17. Israel, I realize there are prophetic overtones here, but there's certainly great gospel truth. Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. And that's what I call eternal security. This is Paul's theme: the standing that believers have in Christ. Let me ask you tonight, first, do you know anything about this in your own experience? Have you ever come into faith in Christ? You've quit hanging on to the filthy rags of your own righteousness. There's a poor, lost, guilty, hell-deserving sinner. You've cast yourself upon the grace of God and received as his gift righteousness unto life eternal. If you've never got to Christ, he's the one you need to get to. If you're still foolishly trying to present yourself to God, you need to come to the great introducer, the great presenter. He can bring you in. This whole idea of introduction, and some classical texts has the idea of introducing into the royal presence chamber. Well, it's a much higher introducing here into the very presence of the King of Glory. He can bring you in. So if you've never got to Christ, it's time to seek him while he may be found. And if you are saved, I want you to understand the basis of all your Christian thinking, and then later all your Christian acting, is to understand the fundamental truth of what it is to be a Christian, to be justified, to have a new, perfect, established, unalterable standing or status that's legally perfect before God. On the basis of which I can face life, death, judgment, and eternity. Think it through. For that, my friend, if I understand Paul aright, and I think I do in this, that is the foundation of everything that you will be asked to endure in life or in death or ever asked to do for God in your service for Christ. The key to all is knowing your full justification and how to argue from that and act upon that in the situations that we face in this world. May God bless His word to all our hearts. Let's seek the Lord's face in a word of prayer. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, bless Thy word, we pray. Make it effective in every heart. We ask, Lord, for any who are not saved. There are people here tonight who need to be saved. Lord, we cannot cause an anxious thought. We can tell them in words that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against them. But they care not. Only God can cause conviction, an anxious thought, a desire to be rid of sin and guilt, to be reconciled to God and justified freely. Only God can do this. Lord, we pray, take Thy word and write it upon hearts to bring the lost to Christ. We pray, our God, that Thou wilt instruct those of us who are saved in the glorious beauties of the gospel. Help us to think as Christians ought to think. Help us, O Lord, to address the challenges of life through the gospel, to apply the truths of what it is to be in Christ to every situation. O Lord, we pray, hear us and bless us abundantly. We look to Thee, Lord, and pray now that as we separate one from another, Thou wilt take us our several ways in safety. We pray that the beauty of the Lord our God shall be upon us. We ask, O Lord, that Thy fear, that beginning of all knowledge and wisdom, will reside in our hearts. So hear us now, and grant that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit our Comforter, may be our portion both now and until the Savior either calls us home or comes again in all His glory. We ask, giving Thee thanks, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.